Milt Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. Finally, the U.S. Supreme Court has solved the judicial financial crisis. In case you missed it, the court last week said states can now legalize gambling. Is there a sport more compelling than litigation? I'm sure you have questions about this, so here's an FAQ on the topic of legal litigation betting. Wouldn't betting on trials damage public confidence in the court system? What public confidence? Actually, just the opposite would be true. Millions of people who were completely ignorant about the judicial system and rarely gave it a thought would suddenly be intensely interested. Trials would be on television every day. An industry would spring up, compiling statistics for every courtroom and report opinion jobs would be created. Expert opinion jobs would be created. The Daily Hearing Form would be a Daily Racing Form sister publication. And judges would have fan clubs and t-shirts. What kind of wagers can you make on lawsuits? There are many options, but horse racing offers the best model. A pick six pool on a courtroom's motion docket, for example, should be extremely popular and offer some potentially lucrative payoffs. To win, you'd need to pick the winners of six consecutive motions. If no one picks all six, the betting pool is carried over to the next six motions. Criminal trials can be used for win, place, and show wagers. For example, you could place a win bet on a first-degree murder conviction, a place bet for second degree, and a show bet for manslaughter. Isn't there something unethical about this? Let's not overthink this. Seriously, though, what if litigants bet on their own cases? Good idea. You could lose your case and still get your damages by betting against yourself. Yes, but what if litigants sabotage their own cases? This is an interesting issue because tanking is now a common practice in all sports. If you know that a team or law firm is trying to lose, does that affect the integrity of the wagering? Does it matter if the team or law firm is trying to lose, to win a bet, or to gain an advantage in later hearings? Bettors would need to take all of this into account. But, all right. The referees, aka judges, can be charged to nullify any attempts to tank by sanctioning players and/or throwing them in jail. There could be side bets on the number of contempt citations. A directed verdict in favor of a team trying to lose would be both entertaining and ironic. How will courts benefit financially from this? So many ways. I see betting windows in courthouses, calendar program sales, priority seating ticket sales, judge t-shirts, and a court-run fantasy league. Courts obviously will be entitled to a share of betting pools, and there should be revenue from streaming rights. There's also merchandising. I, for one, am looking forward to starting my collection of lawyer bobbleheads. Isn't there a danger that some lawyers will take advantage of this to get their faces on TV? Yes. The ruling. By the way, in case you haven't read the ruling, aka Murphy versus NCAA, it doesn't say there's a constitutional right to gamble. I don't recommend reading it. It's a long ramble on semantics that boils down to saying the federal government can ban gambling, but it can't tell states to ban gambling. So Congress can still stop the upcoming sports and litigation gambling explosion. Want to bet on whether that happens? See you next week.